Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Glory to Jesus. Glory for a beautiful day like this. We just want to appreciate Him. We want to worship Him. We want to adore Him. We want to lift up the name that is above every name. Habu shatara dikende. He korogodobo shatara bababu shande. Rika babu shatara da bahanda rekoto shatele deba. Oh, begin to appreciate Him. Begin to appreciate Him for a new day. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you wherever you are listening from. In the name of Jesus, you are connected with RTD Church International this morning. It is 5:46 a.m. in the morning, Chicago time, and we just want to bless the heart of the Father this morning. We hope you have woken up well and the Lord has kept you throughout the night in the name of Jesus. You are speaking tonight with Pastor Lenny Wery. Join our morning devotion today in the name of Jesus. We are going to start by appreciating God for this day. Hallelujah. Just begin to worship Him. Begin to bless His name. Begin to adore Him for a few minutes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Zatarada Babu Shandereribu Shatarabahandarabukoro. Father, we appreciate you, we worship you, we adore you, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the majesty that is due to your name, mighty Jehovah Adonai. This morning we humble ourselves to give you glory. We submit unto you, O God. We lay down our burdens at your feet in the name of Jesus. We cry out for your mercy this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that our Father who art in heaven, allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of what trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Jehovah God. That lead us not into temptations, but deliver us, O God, from every schemes of darkness. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, thy honor forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the King of glory. Blessed be the great I am. Blessed be the Lord of hosts. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the majesty this morning. May your name be lifted. May your name be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you. We appreciate you this morning. We appreciate you, O God, having woken up with a sound mind. We want to give you glory. We appreciate you for the gift of salvation. We appreciate you for the gift of life. We appreciate you, O Jehovah Adonai. Begin to thank Him. Thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. The Lord has kept you. You have woken up safely this morning before you head out to go to your work, to go to other duties. Hallelujah. I want you to take a few minutes and just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Him of how He has been good to you. Abba jondarete seterede bahanda rabakoro bozaya. He paradine kendala temahanto robozaya. We worship you, Father. We adore you. Abba shondarabakoro bozanderede boshanda. Mekelete panamahanda rababoshaya. We worship you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, Zandarababu Shandaraba Korobozaya, Eka Kota Lagade Bahandarababu Sande, Rika Babababu Shandarapa Papa 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 Riba baba babu shata rabakanda rababu shaya. Ipere de basanta rabu koto Palente Mamanta Pere de Ganda. Ikabakata Pala, may your name be exalted this morning. May your name be lifted above every other name. May Jesus be exalted. May Jesus be exalted. Father, we exalt you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Abba rata shishenderenta zandarabakande he kaputa palani sheparanto zopalante he paradakende lenda zatarabahanda laponda di baranta he kabakatura di berenta. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, honor to your name. Hallelujah, praise to the name that is above every other name. He kuradale lente manta zarata le koto palane e parada bahanto zoparete te paraninta e kapakala gata palante te palada panda da 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 e shapula di kendala toza zandara basite de 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 de. I don't wanna go the same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. Touch me with your hands, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. May you touch me with your hands, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. May you touch me with your hands, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. May you touch me with your hands, Abaratani. Oh, Jesus, I pray, touch me with your hands. Zalabusha, touch me with your hands, Zarabushaya. Oh, touch me with your hands. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning it is my prayer that I don't want to leave my house the same way. I don't want to leave this morning devotion the same way I came. Lord, touch me with your hands, Zabarata Sileketuzada. Touch my life, touch my spirit, touch my body, touch my mind. In the name of Jesus, Father, I don't want to go the same way I came. Mighty Father, touch me with your hand this morning. I pray that, Lord, you may touch me with your hand, touch my spirit, touch my mind, touch my body, revive me this morning in the name of Jesus. Pray that the Lord may touch you this morning. Pray that the Lord may revive you. Zanda make a telete paria, Reba Bababu Shaya Yakanda Lakate Periata, Ekopo Zadala Behenda Zatarababu Shaya. Father, I don't want to go the same way I came. Father, I want to see a change in my life, a change in my destiny, a change in my ministry. Father, touch me with your hand, revive me, heal me once more again, empower me to do your will, empower me to do your will, empower me, empower me, empower me, empower me. me, empower me, empower me, empower me. E papa baba babushate, e kapuru dobo sanda raba babushaya. Empower me, hale koshata la ketele deba. E parada bahanda lipukuto pashadike, le kabihende reba babushaya. E papa babushanda repa papa papa. I bind every forces of hell. I bind every spirits of destruction. I bind every lies of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon this day, every wicked plan of the devil are thereby confiscated in the name of Jesus. I put confusion onto the camp of my enemies. I scatter their agenda. Every agenda of darkness upon this day is thereby nullified in the name of Jesus. Father, I surrender this day before you, that this day will fulfill your purposes. In the mighty name of Jehovah, I surrender my workplace before you. I surrender my house before you. I surrender the road and the hair. I cover with the blood of Jesus. I pray today, oh shalabe mahanda rita satini. May you use me today for thy glory. For thy glory I submit unto you. May you use me in the workplace. May you use me on the streets, oh God, to fulfill thy glory. I avail myself today to be a vessel of honor. I avail myself today. I commit my mind, my spirit, my body, that Father, before the day ends, may you use me to touch somebody's life. May you use me to bring a soul unto salvation. May you use me to draw somebody near you. In the name of Jesus, Zarata Sipani, Ekapolata Peni, Lendazate, Lekuturadi Kandarate, O Shalabihende de Balanto Soparade. We unveil the will of God upon this day. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you're well this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are being blessed so far with that time of prayer. Hallelujah. Again, a friendly reminder, it is just 3 days to go. This Saturday, we are going to have our conference, Chicago Revival Conference. Hallelujah. And we have Bishop Joshua Amara all the way from Kenya, who will be coming to share with us the living word of God. You don't want to miss what the Lord is doing. Please welcome your friends, welcome your family members to come and attend. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord is going to bless each and every one of us. Let us come out and cry for our nation, cry for our city, cry for our children, that the devil will not destroy our children. Our children will find their purpose in the house of the living God. Come, whether you are sick, hallelujah. We're going to pray for those that are those that are sick, hallelujah. Come trusting God for divine healing, divine breakthrough, divine miracles, hallelujah. We believe in the God that heals the sick. We believe in the God who is a deliverer. So come with expectation to receive from the Lord. Come with mighty expectation, hallelujah, because we serve a Lord that hears the prayers of the saints. We are going to read from the book of Psalms chapter 2. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms chapter 2.
Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalm 3.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have had the book of Psalms. You know, I've been studying this wonderful book. Praise be unto Jesus. And I've come to great lessons of out of this book that I want us to discuss a little bit of it. Hallelujah. From the book of Psalms. Yesterday, we went through the book of Psalms chapter 1. Hallelujah. And today we shared, you just heard the voice. Hallelujah. Of the book of Psalms chapter 2. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And this Psalms chapter 2 is very, very important because this is the place where the Lord is focusing the attention of nations onto Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And Psalms chapter 2 is more of a warning to the leaders of the world. It's more of a warning to people that people that rules nations or presidents or prime ministers. Hallelujah. It's more of a warning to them. Praise be to God. And we have seen it indeed during this period of pandemic where the world rulers, they were targeting the church. They were trying to make it look like the church is not important. Hallelujah. We see that there were occasions where the marketplaces were open, but the houses of God were closed. Hallelujah. Because the all of this pandemic, the major idea, the major propaganda of the kingdom of darkness was to bring attack to the house of God. And it's a time for us as children of God to awake from our slumber, praise be to God, and understand the schemes of darkness, praise be to Jesus. From verse 1, the Bible says, why do the nation rage and the peoples plot in vain? Hallelujah. You know, the nations are raging, the people are plotting in vain. They are plotting against the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They want to diminish the authority of the blood of Jesus. They want to diminish the authority of the Son of God. They want to diminish the authority of the church of God. And that's why you will see that during this pandemic, hallelujah, the church was the hardest fought, praise be to God. The attack was majorly on the church because the devil knows the effect of the church, hallelujah, because the church is not just a preaching place, but it is also a healing place. There's a lot of things that doctors cannot treat, hallelujah. Doctors cannot treat a lot of illness, a lot of sicknesses. Hallelujah. The church is a place where the depressed get healed. The church is the place where people with mental problems get restored. Praise be to God. And all manner of things. Hallelujah. The church is a place where people's life are put in order. Somebody might have thought of committing suicide, but because they came into the house of God, hallelujah, they were delivered. So the devil knows that as long as the house of God is open, it won't be able to masquerade at the level it wants to masquerade. Hallelujah. Because it is the activities of the church that put a restraint to the devil. Praise be to God. Because when the church is praying, the devil is not able to do what he wants to do at the full capacity, because the Spirit of Christ is crying within us as the saint of Jesus to put a restrain to the works of the darkness. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says, why do nations rage and the people plot in vain? They are raging. You know, I've never seen an hostility against the church of Jesus compared with the hour we live in. Hallelujah. Especially the world rulers. We saw what the president from Australia was doing. We saw what the president from Canada they were doing. Hallelujah. They were trying to make it look like the church is not important. Oh, they were trying to make it look like marketplaces and people can squeeze themselves on a minibus, but they can't come into the house of God because the target is to make the church look less important. But the Lord is telling the leaders of the world, why do the nation rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against the anointed, saying, against the Lord, against the anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds and cast away their cords from us. They want to come out of the restraint of the church because they know that the church is the place of instruction. You know, it is the church that put things in order. The church is a place that sets a standard even for kings. The church is the place that sets a standard for what needs to be right and what needs to be wrong. The church is the light to the nations. So the kings, they don't like what the church are doing because they want to dwell in their corruption. They want to dwell in all manner of things. Praise be to God. I want to tell you, during this period of the pandemic, evil things have happened with our leaders. And still sometimes we wonder, is this the president we elected? Is this the leader we elected? Hallelujah. Because they began to propagate some propaganda that doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. Today we have vaccines that have killed more people than any other vaccines in history, but nobody wants to speak about it. Hallelujah. While many people are being injured, many lives are being terminated, but people are not talking about this. It is the time for the church of God to set a standard. They know it is the church of God that set a standard against injustices. It is the church of God that set a standard against unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And they have been gathering themselves, thinking of a way they can come out of the restraint of the house of God, thinking of a way that the church cannot hold them responsible. As Church of Jesus, we are called to hold our leaders responsible. We cannot sit quiet while they are misleading people. We cannot sit quiet while they are passing demonic laws. Praise be to Jehovah. We have to stand with the word of God. We have to proclaim the word of the living God. The Bible says, let us burst their bonds apart and cast out their cords from us. They don't want to be controlled with the word of God. They don't want to be controlled with the holy scriptures. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. The Bible says when he sees the world rulers behaving like they live in a world of their own, behaving like they don't want to be under control of the rulership of God, the Bible said the Lord laughs. And I'm telling somebody, the Lord is laughing at some leaders. Hallelujah. Because during this season, we have seen the Antichrist. During this season, we have seen the God haters that have been dwelling in our parliament, in our government offices. Praise be to God. We have seen them all. We have seen those agents of hell that are holding mayoral position, that are holding cabinet position, that are holding senatorial position. We have seen them all. This time we saw their faces. They have been hiding for too long, but this pandemic has made their true faces come out. Praise be to Jehovah. We now know them. We know their agenda is not for us. Their agenda is to destroy lives. Their agenda is to mimic the house of the living God. But the Father of all spirit, he who sits in the throne, loves. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. The Lord is saying he has set his king on Zion. He has set Jesus on Zion. And it doesn't matter how high your position is. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of the United States. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of China. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of wherever country of the world, there is one that sits above all of them. He's the King of Kings, the ruler of the nations. His name is Jesus. He's the one that all kings must bow. Oh, Barata Separante. It is written at the call of the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It doesn't matter how highly exalted. It doesn't matter how many people bow before you in this world. What matters that there is a king that is above all. His name is the Son of God. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the world. The Bible say, Abo Jata Radikendeleta Seria da Bahanda, he has set a king on Holy Hill, on Zion. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Abba Zanda Rebo Shatariba Kandarababo Shaya. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. The Lord is challenging our faith. Do you know when we enter into the inheritance of sons, the Bible said to those that believe in him, he gave them the power to become sons of God, to become children of God. And once you become a child of God, you have the right to ask for nations. The Bible says, ask of me and I will give you nations as your inheritance. It is a time as a church to ask for nations. Hallelujah. The time of asking for villages is over. The Lord is calling you to ask more. The time for asking for cities is over. The Lord is calling you, begin asking for nations. Begin to ask for nation, that the Lord will open doors of nations for you to go and preach the gospel and establish the rulership, the kingdom of our Lord in those nations. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord gives you a nation as your inheritance, it means establishing his kingdom in those nations, the kingdom of God, the kingdom that is not made with human hand, the kingdom that is established with the word of God. Hallelujah. So the Lord is saying, ask of me and I will give you nations as your inheritance. I want you to open your mouth in a few minutes and begin to mention nations and say, Father, give me this nation. I don't know. I want to mention a couple of nations that I want to storm with the gospel of Jesus. Oh, Father, give me China for my inheritance. Father, give me North America for my inheritance. Father, give me Canada for my inheritance. Father, give me South America for my inheritance. Father, give me Africa. Give me Europe. Give me Asia. Give me India. Give me Pakistan. Give me Philippines, give me Australia, Reba Jito Roba Zatalekete, give me nations as my inheritance in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive nations as my inheritance. I receive China, I receive Europe, I receive Canada, I receive United States, I receive Kenya, I receive Tanzania, I receive Uganda, and all of Africa. Parada Zederete, the doors of those nations are open unto me. The resources of those nations are open unto me. I am in favor. Ebo Zatani, Leko to Parante, Ezenerete Sali, Eketeben Hanta Laki, Lega de Zenderata, Lete Piri Behende Letesine, Ekaragananta, Zarete Sita Minihende, Elaboza da Balantani, Ekoporoda Zandarati. Hallelujah. You know, when you pray this kind of prayers, they don't make sense to a lot of people. But the time the doors of nations will begin to manifest, people will know for sure, hey, we should not joke with prayers. We should not joke with the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory unto the Lord. The Bible say in verse 8, ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. Ask of me. The Bible say we don't have because we don't ask. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, we are too high-minded that we don't ask. We think too much of ourselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says, ask of me. We serve a father that controls the hearts of the kings. We serve a father that controls the hearts of everyone. He's asking you today, ask of me, and I will give you nations as your heritage. Not nation, nations. He's telling you nations, not one nation like this. He's telling you, I will give you nations as your heritage and the ends of the earth as your possession. Abukata, your sphere of influence will go to the ends of the earth, to the depths of the depths, to the islands, to the ends of the earth, to Africa, to North Africa, everywhere. Oh, gozarata sibarantanem. We shall have influence of the gospel, influence of the kingdom of God, even in some Islamic states like in Arabia, in India, in Pakistan. We are taking them over for Jesus. We are taking Islamic states like Palestine. We are established the kingdom of our Father in those states because we serve a God that is not limited. And Father, we take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. We take the gospel to the uttermost part of the world. Let the gospel enter every village, every town, every city, every water ground, everywhere. We take with storm with the gospel of Jesus, with the gospel of salvation, with the gospel of redemption, with the gospel of repentance, with the gospel of holiness, with the gospel of righteousness. We take the gospel to the uttermost, every part of the world, for it is written, this gospel must be preached. Barata sira behende. We take the nations on storm. We take our young people on storm for the Lord of hosts, for the King of kings. Rabashoria baranta. Rico barona sire. Rebarita seberenta. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. I hope you're praying with me. Hallelujah. You know, when I read the scripture, I possess it. When I read the scripture, I possess it. I behave as if it belongs to me. I own it. I own the word of God. The Bible says in the book in verse 9, you shall break them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. I see the Lord is giving somebody a ask. The Bible said the Lord is my battle ask. The Lord is putting a ask on somebody's hand. The Lord is putting a hammer on somebody's hand. A hammer that will smash nations to bow for Jesus. The Lord is putting an ask on somebody's hand to cut down every tree that doesn't produce, every behavior, every demonic cultures will be smashed. Every demonic lifestyles will be smashed. Rigabozanda metelede, eko poradish janda, every behavior that doesn't glorify God, we are going to smash them. Every demonic culture, demonic lifestyle, we are going to smash them in the name of our Savior. Rico bozandalante, rege beretano, e perede zarita seberanta, rico bazanda. I see the Lord is putting a ask, something that look like a ask. He's putting it on your hand. The Bible says, the Lord is my battle axe. Sometimes you need an axe to cut some stuff up. There are things that we are called called to cut off from our cities. There are things that we are called to cut off from our nations. The things that are against the gospel of Jesus. The things that are against the life of human being. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. The Bible says, you shall break them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like potter's vessel. Hallelujah. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. The Lord is talking to the rulers of the earth. You must kiss the Son. You must bow down to the Son of the living God, Abu Zatai. Don't think that you are too exalted to bow down to Jesus. It doesn't matter which president of a nation you are. You must bow to the Son. You must bow to the rulership of the Lord. You must bow to the rulership of the kingdom of our God. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of China. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of Russia. It doesn't matter whether you are the president of the United States. You must kiss the Son. You must serve with fear and trembling. You cannot propagate the propaganda of darkness in that office. You cannot propagate the propaganda of evil in that office. You are called to serve in fear and in trembling. You cannot mess around with people's destiny. You cannot mess around with people's lives. You cannot go against the will of the Father. Rebezete rica baranta, ecologona zande, rica pirenenza, e jado rota sire behind. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Jalo parada ketele keterede, rico ba 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 ba, re ba 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 bo 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 bo, shata bi ketele koto zadi lekenda, mende zito zodi te. Penazonda, rede besende rocoshada bilenta, rica bababo shande, rebezete lecati legenda ladai, rebabo shata ribahanda labuzatai, rebacato lobocondo robosai, rica bandalate delite shali, e cadaladena zatarada coto robuzandi, rebabababababababosha, lequabacata picete beletoba, etabalato batibalata. Receive the fire. Ragua gadalete perede zadire kota. Reba baba baba boshade. Reka bandele pasanda riposata. Rika bandelete setepe. Lekoto parede zende rebosata. Leke bene zende rete sali. Rada barande. Rebo kota belete balatani. Eka bandala bazete rika dabai. Reba zandala kondo zate. Lete benezanda rica bandala bihenda, e quaraga delenda zi parade, e paradigenda lopo si pereda, e. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, manifest the book of Psalms chapter 2 in our lives, that from today we ask for nations for our inheritance, and the uttermost part of the world as our possession. That, Father, for the purpose of enlarging your kingdom, in the name of Jesus, we submit to be used by you. We submit to be used for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your word be hidden in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. May your word establish us in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all, those that have joined, wherever you have joined. God bless you, servant of God, Musa Chomba, all the way from Kenya. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are connecting, God bless you, Sister Jacinta. Hallelujah. I want to wish you guys to have a wonderful day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us remember, keep up in prayer. Hallelujah Day, our Chicago Revival Fire Conference. It will be this Saturday. Keep it in prayer. Hallelujah. That everything will go according to the will of our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus. I want to wish you all a blessed day in Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember to be a blessing to somebody today. May the Lord use you for His glory. May the God of Israel bless you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious to you, and may He keep you away from any harm. Go out and prepare the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Be the light in your town, in your city, in your workplace. May they see Jesus through you. May they come to know the Lord through you in Jesus' name. Blessings and blessings and blessings. Remember, tomorrow we are going to be discussing about Psalms chapter 3. So don't miss tomorrow's session. We'll be discussing and talking about Psalms chapter 3. Shalom, shalom, and stay blessed in Jesus' name.